My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, I can assure those of you texting in and suggesting that the Chris Curtis, Bill Belichick hate is an act, that it most certainly is not. It runs through his veins. It courses through his body.
Like, am I petty?
Like his blood. So it's not an act.
I don't know why everybody doesn't see it. It's there for everybody to see. It's shocking to me. The Patriots won. They did an offseason where everybody here was lamenting the change, that Gerard Mayo was soft. He's just a mouthpiece. What are they going to do? And the team that last year was unwatchable played for Gerard Mayo. And they won the game in a game nobody thought they would win. And it was a great event. And I just found it to be noteworthy that the way we were told you had to do things for 20 years isn't exactly the case. That's it. And we were all told by everybody that be careful what you wish for. Would you take Bill back? Would you take Bill back? And Gerard Mayo just sat back and did something Bill didn't accomplish with this team. That's all.
Is it possible several texters on the Subaru of New England text line asking if the reason that Bill was on with Pat McAfee yesterday for 45 minutes or so and was not asked about the New England Patriots upset win is perhaps some sort of contractual arrangement because the Patriots are still paying him?
Didn't he talk about Drake May when they drafted him?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he did.
So, and they talked about Drake May when Courtney brought, you brought it up, the coach show, maybe you did, Mike Lombardi.
And didn't he talk with Matt Patricia all about how it was weird that the Patriots had just re-signed all their guys?
Yeah. Yes.
So try again there, Texter. Yes. But nice try.
It's crazy. I didn't realize. I thought Curtis and Bill had kind of turned the corner after Dynasty because he was Raven Bill for, like, you know.
Oh, the Crafts were totally. It was reprehensible what they did.
Well, no, I thought you were, like, showing Bill some love. And
of course.
Like,
that was totally unwarranted, and it was despicable what they did to Bill Belichick. It doesn't mean that what Bill Belichick's doing. It's possible to understand a situation and have opinions that vary.
Excellent. All right. We are going to talk with Ty Law, who will be here at about 8:20 on a Ty Tuesday this morning. But right now, this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Where would you like to begin, Chime?
Well, Greg, as Courtney pointed out earlier, one of the biggest storylines from NFL Sunday was the detainment of Tyreek Hill on the side of the road by police officers, as well as his teammates Calais Campbell and Jonnu Smith were with him. And Mike McDaniel, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, talked about this incident in a press conference. Here was Mike McDaniel.
I think the thing that me up, honestly, to be quite frank, is knowing that I don't know exactly, I don't know what that feels like. Calais Campbell, and I'm 38 years old, and you're going to work. You're a gigantic, strong, just miraculous man that has done right in all ways, shapes, and forms. And, you know, there's just elements to that that's very triggering. I know the feelings expressed to me are unsettling. So it's two things did come from, you know, the adversity. Super proud of teammates being teammates, and super proud of our guys understanding the civic responsibility of a platform.
He always sounds high. I love it. I feel like he's about to say, "Hey, man, you want to hit it this right?"
Sounds like he was crying.
To his play. Yeah.
He's in his feels.
Yeah,
yeah, very much so.
Yeah, like he was. He took a couple tokes before he went out there and did that.
And Jonnu Smith would just like us all to be like him and drop it.
We're going to get to, I assume, during the news, the body cam footage that they released yesterday.
Yes, we will.
Wild.
Okay. So
it's a wild situation.
I can't wait to hear, if we can, during the news, your thoughts on that.
I got some thoughts on it.
You were outspoken yesterday about RoboCops, as you call them.
Super hot old RoboCops. Dead or alive, you're coming with me, Tyreek.
So, I'm assuming you feel like law enforcement is in the wrong here.
I feel like Tyreek Hill clearly should not be doing 100 miles an hour if that's what they're saying he's doing. Okay, you get pulled over. It's a routine traffic stop. You know, you go to the police academy. You deal with people who have slick mouths on a daily basis. And when you see, like, just like some of the times, maybe somebody's not necessarily complying the way that you want them to comply, and then you go from 0 to 100 real quick.
But well, I mean, I hear you. They were wrong, totally wrong, in how they reacted in the end. But if you have a blacked out window,
yeah, but it's no. Listen, Curtis,
and it's shut.
Yeah, I get it.
If that's me, they're gonna get me out of the car.
No, but there's no law against, once you hand your license over and your registration. There's no law.
He didn't have a license.
No. Well, he handed something over. He handed his license. I believe he handed his license over. It was ID or whatever. And once you hand that over, there's no law saying that you have to then keep the window down. You could roll it back up. The police will go back to his car.
Well, but if the police officer is asking you to roll your window down.
I get it.
It's generally just a good idea to do it.
I get it. But I think it is a good idea. And I'm not disputing that. But there's a way that you have to de-escalate the situation. Most police officers have to deal with jackasses on a daily basis and yelling and screaming at them. And they've been trained and learned to say, okay, I can't emotionally let this get the best of me and take it to another level. And it seemed like that one police officer was a complete hoddle the way he was going about. He even went over to, it might have been another player who wasn't Calais Campbell and was like, get out of here or give me your ID. I'm going to arrest you. So it's kind of like the biggest issue that we have. And when I say we, I think people of color with the police is the communication. If we could figure out how to communicate on both sides, you won't run into certain situations. And that's the biggest thing.
But isn't the ability to communicate better when your window's down?
No, it is, Curtis. But not everybody adheres to, like, okay, I gave you my ID. Now I'm going to roll my window up. Now, like, not everybody adheres to a person telling them what to do in a manner where they feel like I'm not doing anything wrong.
I have so many questions about it because he did hand a license over and he was driving without a license. Was the license suspended? Was the license
it was probably expired? Or had tickets that he didn't pay?
Yeah, I'm just saying when the initial story broke and the headline said driving without a license, like my license has gotten expired before. Like people forget about stuff like that. It just seemed like it escalated so much quicker than it normally would.
Because he didn't roll the window down after he... And I think that's the thing that I'm looking at. It's a routine traffic stop. Like, there's five other officers behind you. It's in the middle of the day, right? Broad daylight. So the whole going down a road of like, oh, he had tinted windows, I was concerned. Like, come on, stop it. Like, really?
This is Walter from Boston. Hey, Walter.
Hey, guys, as a person of color, it's kind of sad to see the way you're justifying what they did. The first cop was cool with Tyreek rolling down the window. Go watch it on CNN, the interview. He was cool with it. The second cop came running over yelling. He was the one who escalated it. So when they slammed him on the ground and got him out the car, then you seen that first cop walk him over again, and then the second cop ran over again and slammed him down again. If that was a white man in the car and they knew he was a football player, they wouldn't have dragged him out that car. You guys keep justifying every time something like this happens. You guys justify it a little.
Walter, we're not justifying.
Every time it's sad, right? Like, I love watching the show, but some of this stuff is crazy.
Walter, the first thing I said was the way they reacted was absolutely wrong. I just don't believe that there was no blame on Tyreek's side in terms of he could have de-escalated the situation by rolling his window down.
But the way
the cops reacted, of course, was wrong.
But that's the conversation. He could have maybe did things differently, but it's all about how you detain a person. We're not disputing that he was in the right or he wasn't slick with his mouth. We're saying how you detain a person. It's no different than...
At what point, do you think they knew who Tyreek Hill was at some point?
Yeah, I think so. How far were they from the stadium?
Right. Literally a block.
Right.
Kids driving around in a
$300,000 vehicle.
And this police officer is like a 25-year vet. Like, if you know, in this day and age, how this all went down, and you got to put your knee on his back... Like, he's laying on the ground. Wiggy's right. You've got five other cops around you. I don't know.
And he was getting out of the car when the guy, you know, threw the door open. You could kind of see him getting out. It wasn't at his base. And the way I look at it is this. They detained and arrested the golfer, Scottie Scheffler, right?
Yeah.
And there were reports that he continued to drive. But they didn't go to 0 to 100.
So they didn't drag him out of the vehicle.
No.
They didn't. At one point, it appears an officer strikes Tyreek Hill.
Chokes him from behind as he's trying to go down.
They didn't do any of that, you're saying, to Scottie Scheffler.
No, they handled that situation. The police officers, was it in Kentucky, in a better way?
Louisville,
right? That's Kentucky.
Yeah. Yeah, I was agreeing with you.
Oh, okay.
I was clarifying where I was. I said, yes, in Louisville. Yeah, you were right.
This is Mike from Taunton. What's up, Mike?
Morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Wiggy, I got to call you out. Once again, fraudulent. I remember you saying once on the show about your sons, if they ever got pulled over, do what the officer says so they get home alive.
Right, I do that. But that don't mean they gonna listen to me in the heat of the moment. I hope they do, but there are sometimes people get into situations that where they feel like, what are you doing? How are you talking to me? My oldest son is 21. He's a grown man. My youngest son is 19.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He's not really considered, I wouldn't consider him a grown man, but he's still, you know, a young man. And if they get into a situation, I've always said, comply, comply, comply. But if the cop is maybe talking in a way that they feel like is disrespectful, there's no guarantee that they're going to listen to me. They might allow their emotions to get the best of them. I don't, you know, some people do. You can't judge it, but we're talking about how he was detained. Even if he does say something slick, which it really wasn't crazy, you got to be a better professional as a police officer to not have that bother you.
This is Mike from the North Shore. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey.
Wiggy, you're completely looking at this wrong. I mean, in my perspective, mm-hmm. you're a cop and you're in a traffic stop. You're going to allow some guy to sit in a blacked out car. You don't know what he's doing. Because what? Because you don't want to hurt his feelings?
No.
Wiggy, I'm going home to my family.
Right.
I don't care. Here's the rule. Don't do 100 miles an hour. There's no problem. Be respectful. You're doing 100 and then you're mouthing off when I'm trying to do my job. And then you're going to roll your window up and be in a blacked out area where I'm trying to do my job. I'm going home to my kids. Sorry about if I hurt your feelings, buddy. That's it. Goodbye.
But see, that's the approach, but it don't work that way. Like, it don't. I think
he's a law enforcement officer, and he's saying it does work
way. Just because you're a police officer don't mean you could talk to me any type of way. Just because you have a badge don't mean that you could talk to me any type of way. That's the issue.
Right.
That's the problem. Just because you got a badge don't mean you could talk to me any type of way.
Well, there are laws.
Never mind. What if he side you?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
don't side me, brah.
And every situation.
Lesson learned. My window would be down or up, whatever Wiggy wanted.
Every situation I've been in dealing with law enforcement, they've always been talk to me in the right way. But if somebody talked to me in the wrong way, I'm not saying that I might not get to a point of emotionally going over the edge. But you can't just because you have a badge don't mean you could talk to people in any type of way. And that's the problem sometimes. Sometimes the RoboCop power goes to some guy's heads rather than just being like, hey, we're just trying to figure out the situation. You know, please roll your window now because we want to protect everybody.
Can you understand, though, if you are in law enforcement and you have had people in a tinted car close the window and then take out a firearm or do something that you are... I recognize right. This situation is not at all applicable, that it was clear that they knew who this person was. He wasn't going to take out an Uzi and start shooting people. I understand. But wouldn't you have some sort of, like, just your training, everything you've dealt with, to immediately want to have access to what's going on inside the car?
I get that point, Curtis, but it's also, I'm no police officer, and I understand, but it's also, I would imagine it's about the situation that you're in the moment. So you have plenty of backup. It's broad daylight. This is just my thought process. Like I said, I'm no cop and I've never been trained how to handle these type of situations. But I would think that, like, all right, you know, in this situation, I've been pulled over. I handed a police officer my license, my registration. You know what he does? He takes it. I roll my window back up. Tinted windows.
There is someone who on the text machine said that if you listen to the video closely, you can hear them say, someone say, it's Tyreek. So,
I mean, the fact that people are going to use, like, I mean, I get it, certain situations, but I don't know. I just, my mind didn't go to, like, oh, he rolled the window up and now the cop's all of a sudden scared for his life. That's what my mind didn't go there. Maybe the cop, that's where he felt. But even then, I still feel like there's a different way to go about doing things. When you do open the door and you do have control of the situation.
Well, you're asking the law enforcement officer or officers to be respectful when speaking to somebody that they pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
You also can't, just because you're a multi-million dollar NFL player, act any way that you want when it comes to dealing with law enforcement.
No, I get that. I get that. But in this, if you looked at the thing, was he a little slick? Yeah, but is it that much for you to fly off the hinges?
Yeah.
That's the only thing that I'm in this, and that's the situation. Because the cop, I believe, was Spanish, right? So he's pretty much, he's considered Latino, he was brown. Like, so I don't think it was about that. It's about how you detain somebody when you're in this situation.
And I think your whole thing is that it was a hardo move to go that hard on someone. You said the same thing about Scottie Scheffler.
Right.
So,
and I also agree that the officers escalated. Walter is right. The second officer escalated. And while we all think Tyreek Hill and football players should be above this stuff, it is literally in the job description of those in law enforcement to not take things personally and escalate a situation. It's their job to de-escalate.
Because, Greg, you might be right. Some officers, and I'm not saying all, but maybe in that situation, he knows it's Tyreek Hill. He might be saying, oh, just because you are Tyreek Hill and you make millions of dollars and
you still need to roll your window down.
You still need to listen to what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm in charge of this situation.
Yeah. This is Jack from Taunton. What's up, Jack?
What's up, guys? How you all doing today?
Hey, great.
So a couple of things. First of all, and I know, Greg, you'll attest to this, you treat people the way you want to be treated. That's what my parents always told me. So at first, Tyreek Hill is going off on the cop, well, of course, your next reaction is to actually kind of escalate your the way you're talking also.
Yeah.
But also, I'm just curious, Wiggy, on the football field, someone's talking trash to you and starts getting in your face or whatever, what do? Walk away? No, you kind of get right back in their face and show them that you're as strong as them. I mean,
yeah, but I don't take him to the ground and get a 15-yard penalty. You got it. So I got to understand I got to understand the situation, right? I got to understand the situation as the professional in that sense. The talking trash. Maybe I get a little back and forth talking trash, but I can't wrestle the guy to the ground.
Now some guys do.
Yeah, and they
you know
get
that 50, in the NFL. Some guys get
15-yard penalties for it.
Right, so maybe this guy will get a 15-yard penalty, but that doesn't mean he's a bad guy.
No, I'm not saying that, Jack. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I don't know what the hell the guy is going on in the guy's life. Maybe he had a bad day when he woke up. I'm just saying that the situation that some people have with police officers, especially black men, is the communication is broken down. Not just on the police officer side. I'm not always going to hold them to a higher standard, but also on the side of the person.
Yeah. All right. Well, that interesting from Mike McDaniel. We can continue with They Said It Next. Right now, we got to get to Courtney and to what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Fine Mass Money. Monday Night Football saw the San Francisco 49ers take down the Jets 32-19 without Christian McCaffrey. It's the first time that that's been a final score in NFL history. McCaffrey was dealing with a calf Achilles injury that he's been dealing with for quite some time. Brock Purdy completed 19 of 29 passes for 231 yards in the win, while Aaron Rodgers completed 13 of 21 for 167 yards, a touchdown and an interception. Ricky Pearsall invited the first responders who saved his life when he was shot a few weeks ago in an attempted robbery to watch the game from the sideline. That was a nice moment that he shared on the field. Mm-hmm. Mitch has the video for those watching on Twitch.
That was cool.
That was very, very cool. The Red Sox take down the Orioles 12-3. Both Rob Refsnyder and Tyler O'Neill hit home runs in this one. And another one with the Orioles tonight, 7:10 first pitch, with Cutter Crawford getting the start at Fenway. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Sean McDonough and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI, and as always on the Odyssey app. FindMassMoney.gov wants to help you with your game day ritual. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that never got to you. Go to FindMassMoney.gov today. It only takes 30 seconds to search your name. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Oh, my mic isn't on. I'm sorry about that. Gorgeous day here in Boston. It is currently 60 degrees and sunny. Afternoon high, beautiful highs in the mid to upper 70s.
Some people, not me, prefer it that way.
I'm glad that you stipulated that.
When your mic isn't on.
Just so you know, the people that communicate with this show that are offended are the ones that we need the most because they listen 4 hours every day.
I appreciate that,
Thank
Curtis.
You.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.